In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Gospel tells of an event in which thousands saw Christ's miracles of healing. Then they followed him even after he crossed to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. It was the time of the Jewish Passover. Jesus knew that they had come a long way and needed to be fed. But there were no shops nearby, certainly not to feed thousands of people. Yet he performed another miracle in their presence. This time he blessed 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, which a boy had brought along with him, and the crowd was all fully fed. When Jesus moved on, they still followed him. Let us listen attentively to Jesus' fascinating interaction with them. In the 6th chapter of John's Gospel, verses 25 to 27. God's Word. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." God's Word. Brothers and sisters, Jesus perceived the real reason for the crowd's interest in following him. They obviously saw enough miracles that comforted and blessed the lives of many sick people and their families and friends. The healing of others, however, did not provide personal material benefit to the crowd, as the miracle that filled their stomachs did. They wanted more. Their selfish interest was material, passing and perishing. Jesus' miracles were meant to enable them to recognize his heavenly identity and know what he represents and provides. He came to give an abiding gift, something enduring, not perishable food. What he gives endures to eternal life. As the Son of Man, Jesus is God the Father's gift to mankind. But this is not what they wanted. They wanted more earthly gifts for themselves. The text goes on to say, "Then they said to him, 'What must we do to be doing the works of God?'" This time they clearly equated themselves with him. They wanted to learn to do divine works as he does. Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." Still, they did not get the message and did not want to believe who Jesus is. So they said to him, "Then, what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." With these words, they tell Jesus that he is not even as good as Moses. Under Moses, they were fed the manna on a daily basis, not just once as Jesus did. Brothers and sisters, Moses was indeed the most prominent prophet in the Old Testament. Many divine, miraculous events are recorded under his leadership of God's people. This included the provision of daily manna in the wilderness. The crowd's reaction to Jesus' miraculous feeding them was not thankfulness. It was to say that Moses did better because he fed people on a daily basis. Yet Moses himself actually didn't feed the people. We read in the 16th chapter of the book of Exodus that the people grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Then God said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day." This is exactly what the gospel says. Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven." Clearly, it was God himself and not Moses who gave the daily manna. Their own scriptures asserted it. Still, what God gave their forefathers under Moses' leadership is incomparable to his gift in Christ. Under Moses, they needed manna on a daily basis. It was perishable food. Through Jesus, God's giving is totally different. Jesus is God's own gift. He said to them, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Still, the reaction did not reflect true understanding of God's gift in Christ. They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." They were still looking for perishable bread that is needed repeatedly. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." In the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses said to them, "God humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Brothers and sisters, we must keep in mind that the Gospel of John begins by asserting that Jesus is the Logos, the very word which fully expresses who God is. All along, his coming was promised to God's people. All along, this was exactly what the whole world needed. Already 700 years before Christ came, the prophet Isaiah gave a clear invitation to receive Christ. In chapter 55, we read, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy?" Yes, the divine offer in Christ is to receive that which provides full and abiding satisfaction. It is not a useless religious thing requiring us to do something to pay our way to God's favor. It's a free gift. Through Isaiah, Jesus said, "Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear, that your soul may live." He is the life-giving bread of life to our souls. Jesus' invitation is made clear in the gospel. He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Hallelujah! The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessing of the message of the gospel. Amen.